So tell me, where are these sounds coming from?
Oh, which sounds?
All sounds.
Sound or sound?
Sound.
Sound. Well, I think it's the answer. It's the answer as well. We live together all of this year. Yeah, we travel a lot. We have a lot of experience together. Good and not so good. And finally, the opportunity arrived to create some music with freedom, with no borders. And we don't pretend to do nothing crazy. Just try to be ourselves in the moment. That's all.
And from the technical side, the sounds, they come from... I mean, he plays piano, and I play trumpet, and we have lots of stuff that we can modulate sounds, and we can loop things, but there's nothing pre-produced that we... So all the loops and stuff and all the filter stuff and delays, we just do on the fly, so. And this is what brings the freedom into the music,
yeah.
That we don't play with a playback or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple of samplers,
yeah.
Rhythmic patterns, like for example the samba. We have another.
Like this trip hop kind of.
It's a trip hop, but it's interesting because we use it in three moments of the concert. Mm-hmm. And on the Afro-Cuban moment in the end, but personally, what we like is the adventures. We don't know what's going to happen until it happens. Mm-hmm. and it is just like yesterday we did one scene, and today,
yeah,
we say, well, you know, we have some some ideas of what's going to be the vibe. Mm-hmm. But we don't know exactly what's going to happen.
So this language parts, the short words coming in the music, this is for you like a sound or like a rhythmic pattern, or is it more the meaning of the word?
I mean, when I tell something, it's... I would say... For me, it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. So the meaning is quite important, but the same importance has the sound and the rhythmic, the
yeah.
musical.
How?
How you put it into
yeah,
the music?
Yeah. How what he say in the rhythmic and the melodic aspects is going to fit with the music, but the same. But to me. It's like, I said again, it's adventure, you know. I don't know when he's going to sing. I don't know when he's going to do some spoken work. Yeah, it's like a basketball game. Mm. Yeah, he passed the ball, and it's not the moment to put in the basket yet. So I pass again, and he passed me again, and again. And in some moment we say, hey, amen, we need to put the ball in the basket already. Boom! And we don't know. It's a really simple way of playing. I need to say, it's the philosophy of jazz. It's a freedom. It's what happened in the moment. We create something, but based in all the sound we have around us. You know, and all the sound we carry in our backpack. Hip hop, a groove, a classical, a Africa, a Latin,
Cuba,
a Morocco, a Germany, a Spain, I don't know, you know, Soweto.
Does it work every evening? Does it work every
yeah.
evening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I think, and... The secret is, I mean, we have our islands, you know. We have our points that fixed points that we could go to.
Mm, okay.
So we never get lost because we know next one could be part B or part C. Mm, mm, mm. But when you have this, you don't have to go there. You can get lost. You don't get lost because you can lose yourself because you know he will put me there or I can put you there.
No, right. So we are two.
I think this is the secret. So it works really if you dare. If you don't try to be too much on the reproducing side or too secure, if you dare to lose yourself, it works. It works. It never happened that we say, "Oh, what we're gonna play? Where we're gonna go?" There's always a way.
Actually, in the harmonic side, is we are two. We do harmony with his trumpet. But we don't need to follow a bass player. We don't need to follow a music sheet.
A song structure or something.
We can go to any place. Well, this is what I love to do this. Oh, I think we love to do this because here's what it is. We have one key. We say, okay, this song going to be in D. By the way, today we play some song in C.
Oh, I didn't know.
I say, no, this is not D. You don't play D. It's C. But I love this, man. You know, at that point of our life, yeah, we are not teenagers anymore. We have some kind of white hair. And one of the fundamental things in the music we do is try to enjoy, number one, try to enjoy. Number two, try to enjoy. And number three, enjoy what we enjoy.
So would you say you are not only musicians, you're also dancers?
No, actually, we always say the music need to dance. Our backbone is groove. Groove. It's not the point to play million of notes. Sometimes we do, yes. Mm. But after a while...
It's always back to groove.
Yeah, after a while... We say, no, let's go back. You know, silent. Silent is the best music. And we have fun. It's a concert. So it's moments, and we try to drive. We try to follow our spirit. If they bring us to sort of kind of crazy room, we're not going to say no. We're just going to go. But we're not going to stay there because we need to look and listen another spirit. They try to call us, and we need to be open to arrive and say thank you to all the spirit they are around us to tell us go to that direction. This is why today, actually, we talk when we finish. Amen. We play like a long journey today. We don't stop songs. Well, we have program. We are crazy, but we have program. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But it's like this is what Joe say. We never get lost because we know where we are. This is the peace, and we all know when of I change or he change. Yeah, it's nothing. It's so simple, man. Have fun, man.
So what was your experience with the audience here at the Jazz Art Festival?
I had really a nice impression because. As you said, we did not play songs. We went on a journey, and then was the point maybe after 20 minutes, I told the people thanks, and I don't want to talk too long because we just traveled somewhere, and sometimes it's hard just to do your thing and maybe just play long notes for 10 minutes if it's like, yeah. But with this audience, I thought you could step everywhere. I didn't have any problems or to think, okay, now let's play something fast. Well, now let's play something,
boring,
blah, blah, blah.
They're nervous because...
I thought they were really concentrated.
But I think you are a good motivator. You do it with your body.
Yeah, but it's always both sides. Yes. It's always... Yeah. You always... You only play as good as your musicians play, I say, and you always play as good as the audience carries you somehow. Sometimes you really have to work hard with the audience. There are audiences you really have to work, man. You're like in a Steinbruch, you know, like in with stones, and it's so hard. But today, everybody carried everybody, so I really feel. will felt great.
And actually, and another thing I really love today is the people, a lot of people, one of the people I have in front of me, they're all dancing inside. Mm-hmm. I really love when the people close their eyes and they go to their own place. Mm-hmm. Only they know what place they go. But we motivate these people to go to certain place. They only know what place they go. So we go to our own place. So, but they take this message and they drive in their own direction. And I love this. I know that people dance. You know, yeah, the music need to dance, man. It's one low note. You need to dance. Yeah, the music need to move something inside of you. Can be happy or not, but you need to move something. And I said again, our main thing is the groove need to be there. Don't matter if we play a ballad or contemporary classical singer like we did in the beginning of Light in the Sky. Today, it's all about having fun, man.